Scientists have one chance each year to predict which influenza strains are most likely to make us sick. And those estimates have to happen months and months in advance.
So to give you perspective, in 2 months, we're going to be choosing what's going to go into next year's flu vaccine.
That's Scott Hensley. He's a vaccine researcher at Philadelphia's Wistar Institute. He studies how the flu virus mutates. That's what happened this season.
So by the time that we realize a mutation has had crept up, it's at this point, it's just too late to go back and remake the vaccine.
The protection packed into this year's vaccine is designed to fight three subtypes of flu. But one strain has changed. It's morphed a little in recent months. Hensley says the World Health Organization and the Centers for Disease Control usually do a pretty good job. But in the past 2 decades, there have been 3 or 4 years where there was a mismatch.
And most of the time, they get it right.
Do we know how often they get it wrong?
Well, I would argue that if you only have 60% efficacy, it's never right completely.
How well the flu vaccine works varies from year to year. That reality and this season's big mismatch make for a complicated public health conversation.
So I imagine that some people may be more reluctant to get the flu shot because of this news, and that's really not the right message.
Because even a less effective vaccine is the best tool we've got to fight influenza.
You can tell when flu may be the culprit.
Kristen Feemster is an infectious disease physician at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. She says flu can cause achiness, cough, and fever that can send someone to the emergency room.
You know, physicians will say they can see it in a child's face. They look very tired. There's just maybe a little bit of a lack of light in their eyes, and they look tired.
It's too early to know if the flu subtype that's making most people sick right now will continue to be the big problem in coming weeks.
We don't know whether or not this H3N2 strain is going to be the dominant strain for the entire season.
Engineering a good flu vaccine is a guessing game. Still, flu researcher Scott Hensley says it's a sophisticated, well-funded, science-based guessing game.
It's not all or nothing, right? That if you get vaccinated, yeah, you might get sick this year, even if you're vaccinated.
Partial protection may be enough to keep flu from becoming serious.
Makes you sick for a couple days rather than have a really long hospital stay.
Hensley says the next step is to move beyond annual flu predictions and build a better universal flu vaccine that targets the parts of the virus that never change. For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.